Hello, everyone. Coach MJ here, ready to talk about self-love. It is self-love month here in No BS. If you have not already listened to the self-love class, it is on the website under bonus courses. It is very good. I just listened to the videos again because, you know, why not? Can never get enough of listening to how you can love yourself. So I'm going to tell you how this call is going to go. So it is a worksheet call. So we are talking about pages 7 and 8 inside of the workbook. I will post a link to the workbook right here in the chat. If you notice that my mouth is not moving as it should, I will tell you why. I had some unexpected dental work done today. Well, unexpected dental work. So half of my face is numb. So I did put some love into looking good for y'all tonight. So I will let everybody get in here. So I'm going to go through, I did my worksheet. I'm going to go through it. We're going to talk a little bit about why it's important, why you want to do it, why self-love is important, what self-love is, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to do all that first, and then we're going to do something fun and exciting and different and awesome. God, my teeth look white. I went and got them clean too. Gosh, they look good. So I'm going to pull some people up as panelists at the end. So we will not be coaching on this call. But what we will do is at the end, if you've done your worksheet, if you haven't done your worksheet, if you have questions, like we'll just like girlfriends sitting up here talking, I'll pull up, you know, 3-4 people as panelists and we will, you know, chit chat, talk about self-love, talk about this worksheet, you know, just whatever comes up. So let's get going. Does everybody have page 7 and 8 in the self-love workbook? That is where we're, that's what we're talking about today. That's where we're, that is where we're going. You know, that's where we're going from. I somehow put it in here and then I deleted it from the, where I had it. Good Lord have mercy. That's so an MJ thing to do. You know, technology and myself. I'm going to put it back over here too. Because, you know, I got rid of it off the calendar. That's not good. All right. So the first thing is the self-love assessment. So it's like a score. It's like a score sheet for yourself. This is why it's important. I was thinking about this when I was doing it. And I was like, this is almost like, you know how your habit tracker collects your data from like, did you get your water? Did you, you know, eat to your doable hunger method? Did you get your sleep? Did you do your self-care? Like, whatever it is. I was like, this is a great way to check in and give yourself a score for, you know, how you're talking to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, how awesome is that? It's the greatest thing ever, right? So, I was going to change my name, but you know, I don't see that right off the bat. So, I am Coach MJ. I don't think I even said that. I know. I didn't change my name, which I can't find right now. And my mouth is numb. So, oh, I knew how to change it. It just came to me like a thief in the night. More reading. Oh, I love it when technology works. Y'all know me and technology. You know. Yeah, I don't like Korean, do I? All right. So, what is self-love, first of all? So, and why is it important to love yourself as you lose weight, right? Because we've all been on all the diets and we've all said, well, I better not eat like that. If I do, I don't want to be fat. God, I've said that 1,000 times, right? If you eat that, you're never going to lose weight. Like we sound like we're scolding ourselves like a parent. It's ridiculous. So I want to talk to y'all about why it's important to love yourself on the way down. So I want you to think about, this is such a good example. I want you to think about somebody you love, love, love. Like with all of your heart. Could be your kids. It could be your parents. It could be your partner, your best friend, whatever. We all have had a time that our bestie or our kids or whatever have said, hey, can you do this whatever for me? And it was so inconvenient for you to do. Like, you did not have the time. You had not planned it. You had no desire to do it at all. But because you love them so much, you went out of your way to do that thing for them because you just love them that much. And it's worth doing something that maybe you didn't want to do because you just love them. Like, you just want the best for them. You want to do whatever to help them achieve their goals, right? So you do all this stuff for them because you just love them so much. Now, let's think about somebody we don't like so much. We all have them. It could be a neighbor. It could be an ex-friend. It could be an ex-partner. Whoever. We all have people that, like, we really don't love that much. And you've got a busy day and there's a bunch of stuff going on and you're just like slammed in your day. And imagine that they call you and they're like, hey, can you do this thing for me? Like, I'm really, like, I need somebody to help me. You might do it, but you probably won't. Be like, look, I'm busy today. I ain't got time for that. Oh, hell no. You know? Like, my mama used to always say this. They wouldn't help me if my, I wouldn't help them if their, I wouldn't pee on them if their ass was on fire. That's what she used to always say. But we all have those people. We do for the people we love. Right? We don't do for the people we don't love. So it stands to reason that we would do more for ourselves if we actually love ourselves. You know, we want what's best for the people we love. So the more we can love ourselves through the process of weight loss, the more we're going to be willing to do for ourselves. We're going to have our best interests at heart. We're going to do what it takes to help us get to our goal. Right? So that's what we're going to do. So that's why self-love is so important. So I gave myself a score on this worksheet. So it talks about, I respect myself. I feel good about myself. I feel that I have some good qualities. That one was easy. I mean, I feel I have some good qualities. That's an always, right? Like, that one was an easy one for me. I take a positive attitude towards myself. I'm attentive to my own needs. I feel love for myself. I appreciate all of my unique qualities. One thing I learned while I did this worksheet was I'm very all or nothing. Like, always is all the time. I had to, like, give myself a little bit of grace for scoring myself because I was hard on myself in the scoring, and I was hard on myself on kind of what I thought about myself. It was like very eye-opening to me. So my actions reveal my positive attitude about myself. Like, are we, you know, following our plan? We writing a plan? Are we journaling? What are we doing? I'm comfortable just being me. And then I feel like I'm worthy if people tell me different. So I gave myself two fives. One of my fives, five is always. So it goes from one to five. Never is number one. Seldom is number two. Three is sometimes, four is often, and five is always. I only had two fives. I gave myself a five for I feel that I have some good qualities. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I have some good qualities. I think we all can agree that. So, and then I feel like I'm worthy even if people tell me different. That's one thing that I've really worked hard on since I became an OBS woman. Other people's opinions don't really matter to me anymore. I even have it on my computer, y'all. Their opinion does not have to be my truth. I even have it. It's right here. I look at it every day of my life. So I've worked really hard on that. So what are some of the scores that you got on your let's post them. I see some 2.6, a 3, 3.5. Okay. I mean, that's pretty solid. That is pretty solid. And the good thing about this too is I love that this, this is something, if I were y'all, I would do it every couple of months to see, like, how am I doing? Am I improving? It would even be good to go through the self-love course, do some of that work, and then go back and do it again. Oh, D. Lloyd said, I was a 2.8 at October camp, and now I'm a 3.9. See, that's why it's so important to go back and look at this stuff, because you will see. It's like another way, just like your habit tracker tracks your habits, this can track your self-love. I love that. So, and then it says, write 2 to 3 sentences why you scored yourself the way you did. That one was a hard one for me. So I scored myself the way I did because I feel like I'm kind of hard on myself about some stuff. I feel like I'm kind of hard on myself. Anybody else feel like they're kind of hard on themselves when they judge it? Like when they do it, like I was thinking about like, if I like took one of my kids and put like, I respect you and thinking about them, or I feel good about you as a person. Like it would be 5 all the way down the board, right? Like I would have like scored everybody but me higher. It would have been 5s all around. So I just thought that was so interesting. Yet Trish, I don't really think about myself in these terms, but that's exactly how we want to start talking, thinking about ourselves in these terms. So, yeah, judging your feelings about it. I'm telling you, I noticed that I had to really focus on taking off my judge's robe and putting on the lab coat and like getting really honest about, what did I think about myself? You know, how do I feel about me and how I show up for myself? So let's go to the answers. Reflecting on my answers, I notice what? So, I did give myself some credit. I always suggest y'all give yourself some credit. Like, where did you score high that maybe you didn't think you were going to score high? Like, that you were like, huh, that's not, you know, I might think this a lot, but it's really not as bad as I thought it was. It's pretty awesome. And then I wrote, I think I was hard on myself when filling this out. Because always to me means I'm never the other thing, right? Like, always I was like, that is, you know, like I take a positive attitude toward myself. To give myself an always, I was like, I'm never negative. I was like, no. Like I catch my thoughts and I redirect them. I think I could have given myself a couple of more 5s because I'm pretty good at catching myself. So, and this next section, y'all, this in January camp, Corinne talked about blowing out the dew line. So you see, based on your assessment, what you need to work on, what you're wanting to work on, where maybe you need a little bit of help, where you need to work a little bit. And so this is where you blow out your dew line. Ideas I have for helping myself develop a stronger relationship with myself are. So I put right in my journal every day, what do I need today? What do I need? What do I need? Not what do I need to do for somebody else? What do I need to do for no BS? But what does MJ need today? What do I need today? Maybe it's like rest. Maybe it's, you know, to go take care of my oral care and go to the dentist and get some unexpected dental work. Maybe today I need to prioritize my water. What do I need today? And then I put, say out loud 3 things I admire about myself in the mirror daily. That I admire. So I looked up at Meyer because I love the Googles. And this came from the respect, because I said I don't respect myself all the time. So I Googled it, and admire and respect is just warm approval. I was like, I could do some warm approval of myself. I think I can do that. Warm approval doesn't have to be like, oh my God, MJ, you're the greatest thing that has ever walked on the face of the earth. Warm approval could be like my hair today looks pretty good. It looks really nice. And then the next thing I did was take a check-in break every 2 hours to ask myself what I need. Just every 2 hours, like, what do you need? You need anything? Imagine if you had company at your house. Every couple of hours, you would check in with them and be like, hey, you need anything? What you need right now? What can I do for you? We deserve that as well. We deserve that same kind of attention and care and question as people that would come into our home. And then pick one unique quality and write about it one time each week. A unique quality that I have. I had a hard time with unique qualities. And then I put just stop and go to bed, because I'll be, you know, knowing that I need to go to bed, then the dishes need to be put in the dishwasher, or I need to fold one more load of clothes, right? Because I can love myself a whole lot better on 7 to 9 hours of sleep. It's page 7 and 8 in the workbook. And then I even added a number 6. Notice the judge's robe. Let my feeling line be the trigger of what I'm thinking. So I'll tell you what that means. A lot of times when we have negative thoughts about ourselves, they have been there for so long, we may not even notice them. Like, you may not even like go through and pick out these little old shitty thoughts. They're just there. Like, they're your truth, right? Like, you just think about them all the time. They're always there. Just a little undercut throat punch all the time, right? Like, they're just there all the time. So what I like to do is take my feeling. If I start to feel down or anxious or sad or whatever, and it didn't feel great, I don't feel energized, I don't feel like motivated, I don't feel whatever, I'm like, what am I thinking right now? What are the sentences that are going through my head? What am I thinking that's creating this feeling? What can I think instead? So a lot of times for me, if I'm really having a hard time, I just use my feelings line to trigger me, to be like, what am I thinking right now? What's going on? And then, do I believe I can do these things? Why or why not? So here's where we go. So this is what happens all the time. Y'all get in on these worksheet calls, or you do your worksheet like, oh my God, such great ideas. This is going to be awesome. I'm about to love myself. I'm going to love myself all the way to my goal weight. It's going to be amazing. And then you like maybe even get a sticker, put it on your worksheet, get some pretty pens, write really neat. It looks so good. And then you leave it in the workbook and you walk away and you never look at it again. And all of those good ideas that you're like, oh my God, yes, I'm going to do all of these things, all of these amazing things that you're going to do to love yourself better, get stuck in the notebook. Just get stuck in the notebook. So here's what I did. I took each of these things and I stuck them in my face immediately when I filled it out. I'll tell you how. So one of them was say out loud 3 things I admire about myself in the mirror daily. Guess what I did? I wrote a sticky note. I stuck it on my bathroom mirror. It says 3 things. That's all it says. 3 things. So when I get ready in the morning, I'm like, ah, that's right. I was going to tell myself 3 things I like about me today. That's what I was going to do. And so I can do it. I'll remember it. It doesn't live in my notebook. Now it lives in my face, so I can see it. Take a check-in break every 2 hours and ask myself what I need. What did I do? 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. I have a timer on the phone. What do you need? I have an alarm that goes off now. What do you need right now? Pick one unique quality and write about it one time each week. So I even wrote at the bottom of my page, what makes me unique? And I also had to get over this as well. Unique to me means nobody else has it. I'm telling y'all, it uncovered so much all or nothing thinking for me. It's ridiculous. I'm like, I don't have anything that's just me, like only me and nobody else in the whole wide world. I was like, we're not going there. Like, what is special about you? So I wrote a list of what is special. Extremely open. Y'all know I don't keep no secrets. I don't hide things. I'm not ashamed of my past. I'm a cup half full kind of person. I figure shit out. I'm goal oriented. I keep promises to myself and I never give up. So I wrote on here that I would pick one unique quality and write about it one time each week. So how am I remember that? I'll tell you how I remember that. Y'all know in my planner, I do love my little dividey things. And look, all of the things that are unique about me are written right here. There they are. So every single day when I write in my planner, I am hit in the face with why I'm unique. Right here. It's right here. I can't avoid it at this point. So I'm giving myself the opportunity to remind myself of why I'm uniquely me. And then just stop and go to bed. I have a timer that tells me, and I have 30 minutes before at 9 o'clock, because I like to be in the bed by 9:30. 9 o'clock, 30 minutes till bedtime. Yeah. So I remember, I don't want, if this is what is standing between me and weight loss, I don't want to leave this shit in a notebook. I want to live it. I want to breathe it. I want to own it. I want it to be in my face. That's where I want this to live. In my face. So I figured out, like, how I'm going to stick this in my face. Ruth Ann, I got the dividers from Amazon. I will put it in the description of the call. If anybody knows where they are, let me know and I will, you can put them in there. Oh, look at you, Barb. Thank you. But if anyone is listening to this on the replay, they are in the show notes. You will be able to see them. And I know Barb's on it. She's on it today. All right. So that is a little bit about kind of how you fill it out, why it is so important to fill it out. Because, you know, when we love ourselves, we do for ourselves. The people we love, we do for. And I'm not waiting to love myself. I'm just not. And I want y'all to think too about, like, what really is unconditional love? Like, there are people in your life I know that you love unconditionally. Does it mean that you're never disappointed in them? No, you still love them anyway. Do they make mistakes? Yeah, and you love them anyway. Right? Like, they don't have to be perfect for you to love them. And you don't have to be perfect for you to love you. You can be perfect right where you are. There's a whole bunch of versions of you that got you right where you are today. And you need to love all of them. Because they got y'all here with me tonight, which is amazing. You know, I often think about, like, if I'd found Corinne, like I used to live in that. Like I wish if I could have found her earlier, I wasn't ready for her. I was not ready for her. I found her just when I needed her. I had just the right amount of life experiences to be ready to hear what she had to say. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful that she didn't come to me earlier because I wasn't ready for her. But gosh, I was ready for her when I found her. It changed my life. Lost my weight. And I learned how to love myself. So, I mean, unconditional love doesn't mean that you have to do it perfect. It just means that you just keep, you know, reminding yourself of what you're doing so well. So, what about trying to be the best version of myself? Just an ongoing process. Yes. Yes. It's exactly, we always talk about future self and like, your future self, there's a version of you. I mean, you're right here. You're with her. Y'all are together. But she's a little bit step ahead of you. And you just have to figure out how to get to her. Just like she figured out how to get where she is. I love having that idea of a future version of me that kind of helps me figure out what to do and where to go. I always say I never want to meet her. I hope she's always a step ahead of me. I hope she's always a step ahead of me. And I hope that I always get to draw from her wisdom. So, yeah, it just, to me, it's like, I mean, it's nice to know that there's like somebody that you're always kind of striving to be like, this future version of you that you get to create. I just love that so much. I love that so much. So, yeah, you love to take care of her now. Yeah. Kendall said, what is an example of the answer to what do I need? A hug or a cookie or to do the dishes? What if I need is to relax, but I have to make dinner? Right. Why can't dinner be relaxing? Right. Like, you can sit in there and be like, oh my God, I have to make dinner. This is so crazy. I don't even want to make this dinner. That does not feel relaxing. But if you think, you know what, my work day is done. Now it's time for me and my family. I get to make dinner for them. I don't have to make dinner. I choose to make dinner because we need to eat. And taking care of my family and myself is so important to me. I got rid of have to long time ago. I got rid of have to a long, I don't have to do anything. I choose to do everything that I do because it's important to me. Whether it's leave two bites, go pick up something for my kids, whatever it is, whatever it is. If you struggle to feel worthy, Ginger asks, for those that are struggling to feel worthy. So this is the thing. You need to ask yourself, like Corinne, I did take some notes today while I was listening to the calls. She uses something called selective attention. So she talked about in the video, if you Google foods that are bad for me, Google's going to spit out foods that are bad for you. They're not going to be like, wouldn't you rather look at foods that are good for you? I think that would be such a better choice for you. It's like, yeah, here's all the shit's bad. Here it all is. Let me give you the list. So when you look for reasons that you're not worthy and you keep telling yourself like, oh my God, I messed up again. Can't believe I did that. Or you're never going to figure this out. It's not even worth it. I don't even know why you keep trying. This is going to be just like every other thing you failed at, right? That does not create worthiness. And so the better question is, why am I worthy today? I mean, it could be as simple as I'm a living, breathing creature. For those of you who are religious, I'm a child of God, right? Like that's always a big one for worthy. I deserve to be an example for my kids. I get to lose this 1 pound so I can lose the next pound so I can lose the next pound. I'm going to get off this, you know, diabetes medicine. I'm worthy because everybody is. I deserve to live my best life. Yeah, worthy because you're human. Right? Like, you just keep putting your brain on what you want. Yes, Barb, flawed and still worthy. That's what I was talking about, unconditional love. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect to love yourself. You just love yourself. So, Helen, I often feel like my worth is connected to what I do for others. It's hard to put myself in the lineup because I feel like I run out of time. Right. And you still may want to do for others. But it's like, you don't need to give to others at the expense of yourself. When you give to others, you'd be like, this makes me an awesome person. Like, this is what brings me joy. I love to give to other people. When I give to other people, it feeds my soul. Now, if you're giving to other people, waiting on them to approve of you and to tell you something, that's when you've got a problem. Like, I'm only doing this for you so that you think good about me. Right? Like, and then, you know, like Corinne always talks about, how can you get your time in? If you do give to other people, like, how can you give time to yourself? I mean, I'm telling you, that's why I became an early morning riser. I started getting up a little bit earlier because nobody asked me to do shit for them at 5:30 in the morning. Nobody. Nobody wanted me to make them a sandwich. Nobody wanted me to take them to Walmart. I knew that that time was going to be mine forever and ever and ever, and nobody would bother me. Yes, I love that, Wendy. Never say yes immediately. Give yourself, always say, let me check my schedule. Always say, let me check my schedule. Yeah, Melissa, that's exactly why I get up at 5 a.m. That's exactly right. I have a couple Q&A questions. What do I need? You know what? I might need to stretch my legs. I need to get up from this desk. I might need some fresh air. I might need to get a little bit more water in. Right? I might need to listen to a song. I might need to eat. I might be hungry. You know, I might need to check my phone and see if any of my kids need anything. So I might need to stop the world from turning. Yes. To lotion my hands. Very good. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might need to apply a little bit of lipstick or something. So I hope that helped. And then Anne. So my past self was thin, trim, fit, and flexible. My present self isn't. I want my future self to be like my past self, but now I'm 10 years older. I'm having trouble getting off the if only bus. The if only bus has left. Right? Like, you made decisions. You made some decisions, and now you're going to make different decisions. And that's okay. We all make decisions in our life. Maybe it was a time in your life when you had a lot going on. You just made some choices, and now you get to make some other choices. But I want you, and what I want you to do, your past self was more than thin, trim, fit, and flexible. What was your past self like? Was she loving, caring? Did she keep promises to herself? Did she love the people around her? That's who you want to be. Like, you're shooting for some body image thinking it's going to make you feel better, and it's not. If you ever listen to Corinne's calls, we have people on there who lost 100 pounds still beating the shit out of themselves. Still don't think they're worthy. Still don't love themselves because they didn't do it on the way down. You will get back to your thin self when you love yourself there, because you're going to want to do for yourself. We're so used to beating ourselves up. We're so used to it. It's just our habit to go back and beat ourselves up. We don't have to do that anymore. And you can say, if only I had known this, if only I had known that. But Corinne talks about this in the course as well. About holding two truths. Like, you know, I made some choices, but now I'm making some better ones. You know, I didn't live my authentic life at that time, and now I'm learning to. You know, I mean, you can hold two truths at one time. Cassie, how do you know you're to the point that you love yourself? You know what? I mean, I like to think in general, I love myself. There's always going to be things that I want to work on. Always. Like, you know, I mean, Corinne talks about waking up in the morning and having shitty thoughts about herself. You get better at catching them. First of all, so that does. And then you start to develop the new thoughts you want to think. And they start off kind of as a whisper. And the more you practice them, they get louder and louder and louder. I just know that now I like give myself a lot of grace and compassion. I just do. And I used to never give myself grace and compassion. That's how I know I love myself. And she does talk about in the course, in the videos, about being compassionate with yourself. How did an extremely self-confident 20-something-year-old went to threes on the, you know what, Trish? How she went to threes on her sheet, on this sheet in her 50s? Life. Like Corinne talks about this as well. People say things to us along the way, whether when we're younger or when we're in our 20s or whatever it is. And we take their opinion and make it our truth. Their opinion does not have to be our truth. We take the words that people say and then we're like, oh, that must be true. Didn't have to be your truth. It does not have to be. That was like such a gift. Things say whatever they want to say. It doesn't have to be my truth. So we have 20 minutes left. This is what I'm going to do. I have three hands raised. I'm going to lower everybody's hand. Y'all are raising them faster than I can lower them. I'm going to lower your, nobody raise your hand just yet. And I'm going to tell you what I need. Okay. So if you are in a well-lit place, if you are not driving, if you're not walking around, and you want to get up here and talk about like some of your ahas, maybe you have some really good ideas of like how you're going to love yourself and you want to talk about how you're going to implement them into your life. Like me, I'm not letting this shit live in my notebook. I am going to actually do the thing. You have some really good ideas. Raise your hand and I'm going to pull you up as a panelist and we'll just have girl talk. Sarah, what if other people's opinions are better than my opinions of myself? Then start adopting them. Figure out how you can believe it. Figure out how you can believe it. I think that happens to all of us though. Like we, you know, people always say, if you could see me like I see you, if you could see you like I see you, if somebody has lush, amazing, wonderful thoughts about you, figure out how to do that. So I'm going to pull up Emily and Cassie and Teresa. Here comes Emily. Here comes Anne. And Cassie. Hopefully this is going to work. And Teresa. I love this. This is so fun.
I love this.
this is the best thing ever. It's like talking to my friends. This is great. Oh, I love this. Who doesn't love this?
I didn't even have time to grab lipstick.
It's all right. It's all right. My whole face is numb, so we're good. All right. So what y'all think about this worksheet?
I love it. I went into the worksheet dreading it because I really thought I was going to give myself ones, twos. And then I stopped myself and I said, Emily, this thinking is not going, this is not helping yourself. So let's stop and be honest. And the lowest score that I gave myself was a 3 on some of them. My overall score was a 3.6. It was an improvement from October camp. So I loved, I love that I recognized that I had those thoughts, and changed it.
Yeah, like me with this all or nothing, whatever, that I was like beat myself up over it. So what did you improve? What scores did you improve?
I actually gave myself some 5 this time. One of them is I feel that I have some good qualities. I gave myself a 5 for that. I improved upon that. I'm attentive to my own needs. I appreciate all my unique qualities. Something that I noticed when I was doing the back is that I love the way my body moves right now. I love taking dance breaks, just dancing around. And I love the way, how my body moves. And that's something that I didn't love about myself earlier. So
that is so awesome. I love that. So Teresa, what you got going on over there?
I, truth be told, haven't done the worksheet yet. But I recognize just reading over it. And of course, I know that once I do it, I'll have improvements from October camp as well. Mm-hmm. Because self-love has been something that I've known that I've needed to work on about myself over the past, decades of whatever. Right. But something I try to do to remind myself of is the whole worthiness thing. And you really hit the nail on the head. I'm Christian. And so it's I'm made in God's image. So I keep that in the back of my brain a lot. And I'll even write about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like that helps. And also I've made myself stare at my own pictures. People will post pictures of me on their Facebook and my mom does it. And I will make myself stare at it. It's, I guess, my own version of mirror work.
Yeah.
That whole mirror work activity from October camp was amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why I really do want to stand in the mirror myself. And just 3 things I like about me.
Yeah.
To me, that seems so important to look yourself in the eye, in the mirror and be like, this is such a good, I like this about me. And one of the things will be that I'm even doing this, standing in the mirror and saying what I like about me, right? That's even something to celebrate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be all physical. It can be I'm showing up for myself. This is day number 7 of me saying something nice about myself.
Yeah. In the planner where it asks you the 3 things, I don't always do physical things, but I try to because that's the things that I tend to not like about myself.
Right.
So I try to do the physical things, but then sometimes it'll be you were a badass boss bitch today or something like that, or something like
that. Yeah.
And especially when I have something difficult at work and I try to remind myself how others see me. And I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just the whole self-talk has been a definite journey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's awesome. What about you, Anne? What you got?
So I found that most of the things about feeling this way or that way, I rated very high. But when it came to the actions, I'm attentive to my own needs, or my actions reveal a positive attitude about myself. And those were the lower scores. I don't find that I, in my day-to-day life necessarily, I might have a positive attitude about myself, but I'm not acting on it. I'm not losing weight, I'm just not, I feel like I'm doing the things, but I really am not, I'm stalled. And I'm very curious, what those non-actions are saying about, is there an old shitty in there that I'll find and will magically make my actions all improve?
No, there's a, I wish there was some magical something going on. But in the class, Corinne does go through, you know, for changing an old, you find old shitty. That's how you, you know, you find old shitty, and then you observe the thoughts that you wrote down, the scientist. And remember, scientists poke holes in the story, which I love that so much. Like, that's their literal job. So when you hear an old shitty, like if you really do have on your lab coat, your job is to like prove why that's not true. Like, how could this not be true? And then you go to bat for yourself. What else could be true? It might not feel true at first, but just show your brain other options and then act like your future self. Like, what is the version of you 5 pounds from now, Anne? What does she do that you're not doing right now?
Well, I found, so those were, I think that she is eating slower.
Okay.
Because I do find that I'm actually doing very good on all the 4 basics, but my weight has really been maintained for a long time, and I would like to lose more weight. And I find that the action, I must just be overeating. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm eating to stuffed very often. So I'm just eating too much food, I feel. And I'm also not exercising as much as I would like, but I don't think that that makes any difference. One thing that I found really helpful today is I got my, like I was writing, but I got up and I have my vision board that I was happy to do, like I got to do with Corinne. I did this vision board and I went and looked at it. I looked at it. I mean, it's in my pantry. I should be able to see it fairly often, but like, I really looked it over and I'm like, that was one of my actions that I want to do. I want to like go over there, look at it. And really, those are all things I wish for myself for my year of 2021. And I need to put into action. And, I didn't exercise today. Like I was planning to go, I literally walked outside and it started pouring rain. I live in Miami, so we can do that here. But I could have done a million other things instead, but I'm like, no, let's just get to work. And I did have a great productive day. But it always seems like it's not enough. It's not enough. There should be more.
What if there is no more? I mean, you want to eat slower. This is one good tip for y'all. So we oftentimes, if you have weight to lose, you oftentimes get hosed up on the version of you at your goal weight. What is she doing? Right? There's a lot of versions of you between now and then. So like, and whenever I said, what does the version of you 5 pounds from now do that's different from what you're like, she eats slower. Like, it's so easy to see. It's like, she eats slower. So why aren't you eating slower?
Well, today I did.
Okay.
Today I did.
So what did you, now what did you tell yourself to get yourself to eat slower? What did you tell yourself? What were your thoughts?
Just give yourself time to fill up. Like, I feel like I might be just used to eating to a certain point that even though I'm not stuffed, I'm full. But, you know, if we go back to the old numbers, and I've been a numbers person for a long time before you just said comfortable, you know, I'm probably at a +4 and I really need to just take it down a notch. Yeah. Or maybe I was at a +2. I did Brooke before I did Corinne. So like,
yeah,
all these numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, so today, and I have been definitely serving myself less as well. I do find hard to leave bites behind. So I'm serving myself less and less.
Perfect. Great level up, right? Like, that's a great way to love yourself. There's a version of me out there that eats slower. So how am I going to get that done? I'm going to act like her right now. Which is, that's how you get it done, right? Like, you bring her in a little bit closer to you and like, what's the difference? How are we the same? How are we different? And what can I do to be like her? So what about you, Cassie? What you got?
Okay. So me being here is proof of self-love. I'm a school teacher who's in quarantine with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old teaching 3 grade levels virtually. So I was not going to do this call, but my mom reminded me of it. So if you see me talking off screen, I'm like trying to bribe them to be quietish.
You're good. You're good.
And I'm also the one that asked the question about how do you know when you're to the point where you can say that you love yourself? Absolutely not. I love you too, but absolutely not. That's not what he was coming out here for. I was thankful for what you said, MJ, about the areas that you scored yourself at a 4. It's because you can't say that there will never be negativity. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful you said that, because when I first did this, most of my scores are a 4. And not because I wouldn't commit to the 5, but just I know that I don't do it all of the time. And so when you said that, I took it, when I originally did my score, I thought, well, you know, look at all these 4s that you have. But then when you made that comment about, you know, there are times when you're going to have thoughts that come in, it totally changed my perspective of my score. And it went from, I don't want to say that I was ashamed to have so many 4s, but I was disappointed. I wanted more 5s. But now I'm looking at it like, wow, okay, so maybe I'm not even really going to watch the 4s. I'm going to pay attention to the couple of 3s that I have. Mm-hmm. And the irony is the one 5 I have is number 9, the one about uncomfortable just being me. And I'm so grateful for that, because even though there's lots of things that I want to improve and there's weight that I want to lose, I am to the place where I do feel comfortable with myself and I'm not trying to impress people. And while yes, others' opinions still affect me more than I want them to, they don't do what they used to do. So they're, even though this is my first time doing this, I can already see a lot of growth from the version of back in 2019.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Like, I mean, what is the definition of like loving yourself? Like we were talking about unconditional love doesn't mean you never make a mistake. Like you love your kids. They probably make mistakes all the time. They do things that you don't love. But you still love them. Like you can love yourself even if you choose not to exercise today.
Right?
Like you can love yourself no matter what. And you can decide that it's okay.
That really got to me is you said, imagine if you took this assessment and you were doing it about somebody that you love. And yeah, if I was doing this about my kids, I would have scored them 5s the whole way down. Like, yeah, of course I was.
Right.
And of course, but we don't do that for ourselves.
Yeah.
So that was.
Yeah. Like we're so critical of ourselves, but like, gosh, we're all here figuring it out. Right. Like that's what really, that shows that we do on some level love ourselves. Like, you know, whenever I joined OBS, I was like, I was so scared. Well, at first I had decided I was never going to lose weight again as long as I lived, because I sucked at it and I was terrible at it and I'd never been successful at it. And I was just never going to do it again because I couldn't stand the beat down. Like that was my decision. But the fact that I clicked join proves that somewhere inside of me, I had hope for myself. There was a little bit of love in there that were like, you can do it. If it was gone, if it was completely gone, I would never have joined OBS. Like somewhere in there, even if I didn't know where it was, there was a version of me that was like fighting to get out. And she believed that we could do it. Like she had just a little bit of hope left. That's the love that you build on. That's the love that you like, you know, that little mustard seed, like she's somewhere in there and I'm going to find her and I'm going to cultivate her and I'm going to, you know, grow her and love her and see where we can go, for God's sake. Like, what we got to lose? Like we can be here loving ourselves and losing weight. So, Ann, I have a question for you. It is 7 p.m., not even 7 p.m. You plan to exercise today. What does your future self do at 7 o'clock on a Monday night when she's planned to exercise and she didn't?
I do find that come 5 o'clock, if it hasn't been done, it's not getting done.
What could you do today, though, to keep that promise to yourself?
I know. All right. So what could I do?
What could you do?
I have my little Fitbit. I did get some. I had all my business stuff to do today, my house business. But I stood up and opened my mail and walked back and forth as I opened all my mail.
Yeah. You know what you could do? Put on your favorite song and have a dance party.
All right. I'll do that. Maybe my daughter will join me.
Fun. That would be fun. Who doesn't love a good dance party?
All right.
Then you can get some movement in, spend some time with your daughter, and keep a promise to yourself, like all in one. How amazing is that?
That's true.
I do love it.
I do like make that thing. If I don't get it done first thing, then it's just off the list. But it can stay on the list and get done anytime. You're right.
And it doesn't have to look like you thought it was going to look. You had a walk outside planned. It was pouring down the rain. Pivot. That's my favorite Friends episode, by the way. Oh, pivot. We can do something else. Done. You know, like, why do we have to like throw the whole thing out? Like, it's not a 30-minute walk outside, but it can damn sure be a 3-minute dance party.
True.
And it's fun.
And it's fun.
I mean, let's make this fun. Let's make it doable and let's make it fun.
This was fun.
Did y'all like
this? I never saw it, Paul, when you did all this Zooming.
Yeah, this is fun. Y'all have anything else that y'all want to talk about? Self-love? We're going to go around and I want y'all to do it in the chat. The one thing that is uniquely you, because that's the one I had the hardest time with, like unique. Like, I don't know. I had such a hard time with that. So, Emily, what is unique about you that you love about yourself?
I love my ability to laugh at things. I laugh all the time. It could be the worst dad joke known to man, and I will burst out laughing. So I find humor in everything that I do. And I love that.
That's awesome. What about you, Teresa?
I'm searching. I think it's that I see the best in people, and in my job, it's kind of hard to do, but I always try to see the best in other people and see their strengths and make sure that they are taken care of. I mean, I'm a manager. I'm a sister. I do, that's something I do just without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I see somebody at work, even when I'm not their manager, I'm like, are you taking a break today? Have you had your water? Especially we were closed and had to do curbside, and we've been outside in the cold weather. And I'm like, has everybody had water today? You know, that kind of thing. So
see, that goes back. That's what I was talking about a minute ago. Like, what do you need today? We do it for everybody else, but not for you.
Right. And so I made sure to do it for myself, but also other people. But yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And
I like that I'm always able to see both sides of the story or of the both sides. Like, I feel like I'm a good negotiator and direct. I find that I'm very direct. I can ask for what I need. I might need time to come up with it, but I'm calm in a storm.
Oh, I love that, calm in a storm. That is good. That is good to have. Cassie, what's one thing that's uniquely awesome about you?
I would have to say that mine is seeing beyond what this world is. And what I mean by that, like seeing the big picture in things, what my purpose is as an educator, what my purpose is as a single mom, and just having big goals of transforming the path that my kids and I are on.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. There's
been a lot of that work these last 2 years.
I know. So. That is so good. So Before we get off, we're going to recap a little bit. So my favorite thing that Corinne talks about in all the videos is that selective attention. Basically, right question, right answer. Why can't I figure this out? Wrong question. Because your brain will tell you all the reason. You're like Googling your brain for every reason that you cannot figure it out. How can I figure this out? How can I remember this? What do I need right now? Like, I never have time. How can I make time? Like, put your brain, give it a job that's going to get you to your goals. And when you're always looking for the next thing and the way that you're going to figure it out and all that kind of stuff, that's going to breed the love that you have for yourself. You're like, I'm over here just figuring shit out. Like, just doing the things, figuring it out. I didn't get my exercise in. What can I do tonight? It might not look like it did, and that's okay. Like I planned, but what can I do? What can I do? So I hope y'all like this. I thought this was fun. I enjoyed it. I think we got a lot of good like ideas that people, you know, in the between the chat and, you know, the panel here, you know, of like how to love yourself. And remember, these answers do not need to live in this notebook. They need to live in your life. Put them in your face, people, in your face. All right, y'all. Have a great night. This was so fun. I like this whole panelist and chit-chatting. This was the bomb. And notice that technology worked. Every time technology works, I'm in shock and awe and amazement and excitement over myself. And half my face is numb. There you go. And I didn't drool on myself, which is also good. So
you couldn't tell that it was numbed up. So you did great.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a great night. Go listen to the videos if you have not. Print out the workbook or just listen to them on the, or just read it on the website. I will put a link to the tabs in the show notes. So y'all have a great night, and I will talk. Go love yourself. Go love yourself. Go look in the mirror and tell yourself how awesome you are. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, MJ.